pocket of special interest monopolistic private companies like Scana. I might have found it unconstitutional like our current attorney general. Or, as your governor, I would get your money back. And now, after Governor McMaster has been there for a year and a half and was the attorney general when this happened, there's been not one, but two legislative sessions and nothing has moved. We don't have our money back. They're still taking our money and we're throwing it into two holes in the ground while Governor McMaster has taken money from the very executives who are trying to pay more dividends to their shareholders while whining about going bankrupt. If I were the governor, Charles, I would make sure that the people of South Carolina were taken care of first, that we could pay for our light bill, and that special interest lobbyists weren't taking money from us.
The VC Summer Project is a disaster, and ultimately Santee Cooper is a huge problem for taxpayers. We've lost $4 billion. The number one thing I've called for is the firing of the board. Both of my competitors to my left have taken money. Governor McMaster has taken $115,000 from Scana, Santee Cooper, and Dominion in contributions. Mrs. Templeton's taken $15,500 from just Santee Cooper. We have to have someone that can't be bought by special interests. I would fire the board. I would bring in a competent board. I would do a forensic audit because I'd like to know where the money went. That's our taxpayer dollars. I would prevent $1 more from ratepayers being paid for a nuclear project that is never gonna come online. I would bring in an investment bank to tell us how much it's worth, and that's what a business person would do. We need real conservative business solutions to complex problems, and that's what I'll do as governor.
Mr. McHale.
One of our worst financial disasters in South Carolina, and the taxpayers that are seated in this room and the taxpayers that are looking from home, you're having to foot the bill. I will tell you this, I don't know of anybody in this room that had a personal note at the bank where the state went in and signed the collateral or the equity to be secured by the taxpayers of this state. I will simply tell you this, decisions have to be made early and they have to be made quick. When we were a member of the Senate, a bill was passed around which was asking for co-authors to sign this into legislation guaranteeing payment of that debt. We looked at it, very quickly realized it was not the thing to do, so we ended it, did not sign it, nor did we support it when it finally came for a vote.
Mr. Bryan.
Thank you, Charles. This $9.4 billion disaster is because of government involvement. And that just tells you where we are right now. 40% of the responsibility of that is the state agency, Santee Cooper. Last fall, I called a removal of the whole board of Santee Cooper. Here's what they've done. They've run up the taxpayer a debt totaling $7 billion. They are 40% responsible for this $9.4 billion disaster. Yet, you know what this board did? The CEO of this board receives, get this, $800,000 a year in retirement. That is absurd. Once we get out of this mess, we need free markets. We need consumer choice. A free market with consumer choice always gets you a better product at a lower cost. States like Texas, Pennsylvania, and Florida have consumer choice with their utilities, and that's what we need here in South Carolina.
And Mr. McMaster.
Well, what I was doing as Attorney General back then was prosecuting domestic violence, prosecuting sexual predators, prosecuting gangs, and suing the Obama administration over Obamacare. There's been mentioned that we ought to fire the whole board. If you want to ruin a company, you want to ruin an entity, you fire the whole board. That's not the way to do it. Your credit rating will go to zero, and we have to have a good credit rating. But what I did do was fire the chairman because they wouldn't give us the information. I'm the man, I'm the person who saw to it that we got the information. I made them release the Bechtel report, that opened the door. I gave them the information about the bonuses being paid by Santee Cooper to Scana, that's outrageous. I've made it clear that that those ratepayers, those customers must get every cent back and not pay a penny more. And I told the legislature if they pass a law that does anything but cut that rate to zero, I'm gonna veto it. And I mean it. That is a rogue agency. Santee Cooper is a rogue agency, and we go come out of this. That's why I've called for the sale of Santee Cooper.